I don't think
Get some hits, baby.
I don't think anybody cares about him wrestling.
Dana White wrestling or Newsmax? Silence as always. Did you watch it?
I saw as much as I could get through.
It was a scene with Dana being like put in a full Nelson by some dude. Then Jerry the King Lawler, who obviously is a Memphis legend, but what is he, like 80? He comes in and clotheslines the guy. Then there was some like sandwich pylon for the three count.
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it a bet lost?
No, I have to assume it was just part of their stupid reality show. And it was the...
Oh, they're still doing that?
Yeah. And whenever they go to a city, they do something kind of unique to that city. So I assume if they went to Memphis to watch fights, and like, oh, Memphis is famous for wrestling, and we'll go do a bit with Jerry Lawler.
I'd like to see the video up on the paper today.
I'll work on that.
I don't think you're going to work on it. I think you're lying to me.
I'll work on it. I have that kind of power.
Ah!
I can do that.
I have that kind of power!
If you really want to see...
Since when?
Always.
Wow. Well, good to know. Mark, anything we want in the paper within reason, let's do it.
About MMA, sure. Yeah.
This is MMA.
I know, but you're saying anything you guys want? No. If it's about MMA, then yes.
Dana White could be retiring and buying into wrestling.
No.
You may want to look into this. No. Sources say.
You're the sources?
There's other sources. You're not buying it. No. Big Five's on the way. We got to get you updated on... one more odd situation. We were shocked at a number we saw last week. And, the odds makers nail it again.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas. ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
Southern Nevada residents, play 18 of Jack Nicklaus's favorite golf holes with our Bears Best Golf and Baseball Summer Special. Pay $51 any day after 10 a.m. and you get one round of golf, cart, and two 51s reserve tickets valued at $30. Call 804-8500. Get golf, shared cart, two baseball tickets, all for $51. Ask for the Bears Best 51s Golf Special. For tee times, call 804-8500. That's 804-8500.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Now, back to Cofield and Company on ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Summer's here, almost. Boy, the show today on a Monday has gone off the rails. We did lots in the U.S. Open. More coming up. Adam's tepid report, I thought, on the World Cup.
Tepid.
I feel there's a lack of sizzle without the U.S. in it.
You're wrong.
You're not normal World Cup Adam Hill.
You're wrong.
You couldn't remember who Brazil played.
But I said it.
It took you like 8 seconds.
No.
You had to think about it.
Less than
you're usually sharp.
You said who they play. I said... I think I got it within 2 seconds.
Must-watch TV tonight before we get to the Big Five. From what I've read and heard, Kimmel, Ted Cruz, we get video tonight.
Yeah, supposed to be on the show tonight.
Ted Cruz last week booked offshore in this one-on-one basketball game as a -220 favorite. We were shocked that basketball ring guy would be favored over Kimmel. I have not seen any highlights. Jimmy Kimmel must be one of the worst athletes ever.
Got to be terrible.
He lost.
Well,
he lost, and the game was so bad. What happened, Mark?
They were supposed to go, I believe, to 15. I mean, he had to win by two. And when they realized that that probably wasn't going to happen in a timely fashion, they shortened it down to 11, and it still took them 2 hours to reach somebody for somebody to reach 11.
That cannot be true. 2 hours, a game to 11?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Possible. Yeah.
Now, I will admit that I had a bad handicap on this, but it was also because of when I looked at them last week and I was like, Kimmel's got to be the favorite, right? I saw him taking some shots, and he's got to be, what, 20 years younger?
No, as it turned out, you had that wrong right off the bat.
As it turned out, Ted Cruz is younger. I was amazed by that. That, I think, is the most shocking thing of this whole thing. Them taking 2 hours to get to 11, not that shocking to me. I mean, I could see it. They're both, I'm assuming, awful athletes with no chance. But
2 hours, though.
Ted Cruz being younger than Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I didn't look up his birthday last week. He's born the same year as me.
Yeah.
I thought he was like 55.
I thought he was in the 60s.
That's a wake-up call.
Yeah.
I'm mentally damaged now. I don't know if I can do the big five.
Well, you're doing good for yourself.
Battle-Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
Who knows? Maybe we have to swallow our pride and admit that Ted Cruz could beat us at basketball.
It took
two hours. We'll check out the video tonight. Kimmel may be a one-way player.
What do you think? Just Kimmel's just a lockdown defender?
He's a lockdown defender. Okay. He's a Bruce Bowen type. He just really not a scorer.
That's great.
So we hit the U.S. Open from the cheat and fill angle and also the bitching and whining about the course angle. The other thing that developed is exactly what I predicted, and my God, I hope this is the beginning of a new era in golf. When I was watching Saturday, is this annoying if instead of relaying my thoughts, I just read my tweets? Yes, it is. Basically, as I was watching, I'm like, this is great. They're complaining about the course, and now, the fans in New York are really starting to irk the players.
Yeah.
And there were two different cases. One, Ian Poulter hits a ball, an approach shot, pretty short, onto the green. The greens are like glass in that third round. It starts to roll off the green and goes bye-bye. And you just hear a guy in the crowd, and he's like, see ya! See ya! See ya later! And I think it was Joe Buck who's like, wow, the crowd's not being real supportive. I'm like, yeah! Yeah!
Finally.
Why did I say this was going to happen?
Well, New York, and because the fans have been obnoxious, or excuse me, the players have been obnoxious about the fans already.
Justin Thomas, about 2 months ago, told a fan, you're out of here, buddy. What did that fan do? Justin Thomas hits a shot, not during the swing, hits the shot, and the fan is like, get left, get left! Sounds like just about any other sport to me.
Yeah.
Right?
You're not cheering for him. You're cheering against
him. What is LeBron, everyone in the arena on the road? Get in there! Like, no, people root against athletes. Why can't we root against golfers? What's the problem?
I think you should be able to. And again,
then that was followed up by people catcalling McIlroy, and McIlroy in a press conference was like, oh, I was almost ready to go into the crowd. No, you weren't. And if that's the case, then we're going to get on you even more.
Right.
And then, of course, there's Jordan Spieth, who's had multiple violations between sicking his obnoxious caddy on fans and 2 weeks ago mocking on fans, saying, you know, you could actually watch instead of taking pictures. You know what, Jordan? I paid, you know, pretty good money for this ticket. Up yours.
Yeah,
deal with the click, because that's how loud a camera phone is. You can't hear it, bro.
Most of the people have them turned off anyway. Most people don't have that little click sound turned on.
So this anti-fan thing, as fans find out more about it and get more rowdy, so you had a fan saying, see you later, to Poulter, and then on the green, who is it? Stenson misses a putt, and like right next to the green, someone's like, you're a bum! Like, yes! Yes! Yes!
Well, it was, the showdown was
Stenson
coming.
Responded by taking the putter, pointing at the guy, and going, giving the zip it.
Did the zip your lips move?
And Azinger's like, I just said zip it. And I agree. Okay, let's do this.
Well, it was building. And we've talked about it, that you know, the players keep lashing out about the fans doing small things, and I think at some point the fans are going to be like, no, we're going to do what we want to do now. You're going to pick on us for the little things?
Mm-hmm.
Then let's make it real. And even if it's just one or two, that's all it takes.
Why shouldn't golfers have to deal with crowd noise?
Should.
Like, I don't think they're ever going to allow cheering, rowdiness before a shot or during a shot, but right after. I mean, we already know people are, you know, screaming out mashed potatoes and how's your wife and I talked to your mom and whatever. But that thing with Justin Thomas, why? Like, if I go to a golf tournament, I'm not rooting for Mickelson. In fact, I want to root against him.
Yeah.
What, he's hitting an approach shot. It's like, get long, get legs. What's wrong with that? We do it in basketball, football, baseball. Why can't we do it?
He hits a shot past the hole.
Hey, bada. Why can't we do that in golf?
Yeah, he hits a shot past the hole, and you're like, run it down, hit it while it's still rolling.
That too.
Just that mocking too. Him for his sign of weakness the other day.
So we've been framing a lot of things now by talking about sports betting. The Markness came up with this one. Is next level with betting, right? Now this weekend, you know, I don't know if they had them up, but say they had fourth round matchups, right? Or round by round matchups at Monmouth Park, right? I drive out to Shinnecock, I have a ticket, and I bet against Justin Thomas. Why can't I follow him around the whole round? Every time he hits a shot. Get up! Short!
Get legs.
Or be even worse, as the Markness was saying.
Like, in the back
as he's putting. How are they going to stop it? This is a whole new frontier we're entering, folks, with sports betting around the country and decorum. And I don't know that anyone's done that betting golf here for our local event, but you can bet your ass in some of these markets, if people are betting matchups, could be a free-for-all.
I mean, the thing is,
Justin Thomas's head is going to explode.
People have already been betting matchups, and they're on the course. Like, people, it's already happened.
Yeah, but these are...
But now it's going to be open to a whole lot more
casual fans.
Right, it'll be open to a whole lot more people.
Woo!
I mean, it's something to watch. I hope it happens, because it's hilarious. You could absolutely just wait till, you know, the last hole. He's got to hit one good approach shot to try to win the tournament or whatever, and use that opportunity on the backswing to just run out there at him. You never know. Throw a rock at him. I don't know.
I don't think
what are people going to do?
But being vocal,
I'm not telling people to do it. I'm saying somebody's going to do something.
Yeah. And I don't know how the lords of golf stop it.
You kick the person out, but they know that they have one good shot. You have one good chance to try to affect the outcome.
Number four.
Do we like Ed Werder?
No.
This is a weird story. Why do dudes do this in the sports media?
Well,
there's like this.
It's not just sports media, it's life.
Yeah, you're right.
We always blame others for your problems.
Yep. So apparently, Ed Werder, who's the former ESPN reporter, he's a funny guy, actually. He got like real pissy a couple times before he got let go by ESPN about being called a reporter versus an insider.
Yeah.
Like, that mattered to him.
Right.
Which I think says a lot, doesn't it?
Of course.
That's like you yelling at fans who were like, you're a DJ.
I would.
And I've seen you do that many times.
Actually would yell at them.
I nailed one. Anyway, someone named Charlotte Wilder, a writer with SI, I guess there's an entry-level news job at SI, and she tweeted out, if you can stand sitting near me in the office, this is a cool opportunity, especially if you're a woman trying to get into sports, you should message me, DMs are open. Werder, the 60-something reporter who was laid off last year by ESPN, still being paid by ESPN, though, yeah. So he's not in the poorhouse, as Adam knows, as we've heard from good sources, right? A lot of the people who were let go were paid for another 2 or 3 years because they had existing contracts.
Yeah.
Werder said, so men not need apply? Yes, Ed, that's what she was saying.
It's absolutely not what she said at all. She said, it's a great opportunity. She's, and she actually, I'm sure, saying, hey, there needs to be more women in media. So if you are interested and are qualified, send me a DM and we'll go through the process or whatever.
The woman with SI said, oh, wow, you're right, Ed. Sorry for attempting to make sports media more than 10% female. My bad. Warder said, I've always associated SI with hiring the best regardless of race, sex, and other factors.
And nowhere did she say that wasn't going to happen. It's just an encouragement to other women to apply, which I don't have a problem with at all. If she came out and said, we're not hiring a guy, it might be a little different. Maybe actually not.
Ben Warder tries to go even further and says, because next week I'm going to be standing in front of a broadcasting class of young people. Some will be males, and I have to tell them that they have the same chance at jobs. Stop, Ed. Stop. We're fine. We're not on the losing side of this scenario. Cut it out. All right? As a fellow old white, thanks for standing up for us, but I don't need help in this case. We're good.
We're fine. And again, as she pointed out, what, 90% of the sports media is male? I think that even seems low. It's a very male-dominated industry. There's no question about it. And there's no problem with somebody tweeting this out. Now, there's cases where it goes too far. I think some people criticize on the other side. I'm trying to see exactly who sent out the tweet today. But people were fired up that the World Cup has a female, or I think a couple female broadcasters now.
I was actually shocked that was a big proclamation this weekend that had never happened before. I guess there's never been a female analyst on a men's game in the World Cup.
Yeah. And I saw one of the people I follow on Twitter who's a female in the sports media who is very outspoken about more females getting involved, responded to somebody who said, wow, she is terrible at announcing. And she was like, oh, yeah, because she's a girl. She's terrible. Like, no, she can be terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
that is the flip side.
That's fine.
There's a protection where you can't critique anyone. It immediately turns into you're sexist.
Right. Well, I was told once by someone that we hate every announcer and every media person around the country. And I was like, that's not true. And I thought about it. I was like, the majority, like, of commentators, I think we do take shots at or not like in a lot of cases. But like, just because she's a woman doesn't make it different. If she's bad, we'll say she's bad.
Number 3.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm sure there are other people who were thinking while we were bashing Ed Werder that, it's his PC thing. Gotta pack the ladies. Then we get to Britt McHenry.
What did you refer to her as?
The Chloe of the sports world. Not Kardashian. Okay. Chloe from 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, I think you lost like 98%.
Yeah, I don't know who. I'm not going to lie. I was thinking, when I saw the rundown,
She's the two-faced high school cheerleader.
Right, but not only is she not like a major character, she's not in season one at all. So most people, if they've watched season one, they're like, I still don't even know who this person is.
Well, catch up, all right? We're talking 13 Reasons Why. We warned you last week.
I agree.
Anyway, Britt McHenry is the loudmouth trying to keep her brand alive. She's still getting paid by ESPN, big dollars, but she can't talk sports, really, because she's prohibited.
Well, she's also the head cheerleader who never outgrew that.
And that's the problem. And yeah, that's actually, do we do this? That's why that 13 Reasons Why is so applicable to so many walks of life, because many of the people who are, bred and developed a certain way, good or bad, in high school, go on to be those people later in life. And continue to act like that at the workplace.
No question.
Not saying this workplace. No hashtag drama in the LBC.
No, not today. No drama.
We've got Britt McHenry dating rumors.
No, I don't think it's rumors. Okay. She's posted several pictures on her social medias with Tennis Sandgren.
No idea.
And by the way, I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's Tennys, and he's a tennis player. I assume it's tennis. It could be Tennis. I have no idea.
Has to be tennis.
So why does he matter?
Tennis. Well, we've talked about him on the show before.
It's kind of a weird question.
Yeah.
That could be every story. Why does he matter?
We've talked about him before. He is a tennis player who's very outspoken about a lot of things on his social media, including many ridiculous conspiracy theories.
He's a conspiracy theorist?
Like, ridiculous ones.
I assume a giant Obama guy?
No. He's all in.
You don't think he'd be a match with Britt McHenry?
In fact, he's all in on Pizzagate, for one, which, by the way, I'll just say now, if you still believe it or think there's any truth to it at all, you probably don't even need to be existing in society. Like, just go somewhere.
What if you're trolling? Wilderness. What if it's part of your act?
That's fine. If you actually believe some of it,
right,
you don't need to be a part of society. Just go into the woods somewhere and live out your life there. Like, you don't need to be among us.
Okay.
So he believes in it. He tweets about it. Again, maybe he's trolling, but he has tweeted about it many times. And several other insane conspiracy theories as well. That's how we talked about him. He's pretty clearly not a very accepting person. There's a lot of negatives about him, which makes him a perfect fit for Britt
McHenry. Which makes my Britt McHenry is Chloe from 13 Reasons Why even more accurate.
Right. So he's Bryce Walker?
I hope not.
Okay.
I know. Everyone's shaking their head. If you've watched the show, I hope not.
He's not a habitual sexual assaulter like Bryce Walker. But
like I said, I hope not. I hope he's not a Hardwick.
He is.
Which, by the way, that is going. We have to get to that tomorrow. Yeah, Chris Hardwick. What a nightmare that is.
Yeah.
A lot of teases, a lot of cryptic references, a lot of inside jokes today on the show.
But I think what you're saying is, like, she just sticks with the bad guy.
We don't have to spell it out.
Despite all the evidence of him being a bad guy, she'll just go with it because that's who she is too.
No, I would say more making the comparison to this TV character would be more a person who appears to have uber confidence publicly, but actually has low self-esteem.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That works.
Number two.
And we move on. Just food for thought. So Charles Barkley said last week, we should not be following the LeBron saga. He's not going to let LeBron hijack his summer. So he decided with the rest of the TNT NBA crew to go on Family Feud.
Oh, no.
And there was a question. I don't know what's funnier here, like classic Steve Harvey or Barkley. The question basically is, you'll hear Harvey say it. No, you know what? I'll just let Harvey do it. It's something about your zipper's down at a church.
If a man's zipper breaks at church, what might he use to cover it up?
A child.
Wow.
Whoa!
A what?
A child!
The man gonna get us locked up.
Not a good answer.
I would argue, what do you think? Is it a good answer? I mean, it's great for Family Feud.
Of course.
Because Steve Harvey just started making faces, and you know, he's just going to say, a child! And just make a face and look at the crowd. He's just going to say a child over and over again.
It's how the show is constructed.
Zipper, child, Chuck. That's it. That's all he says for the next 5 minutes.
It's how the show is constructed now to set up ridiculous answers.
Stupid answers.
And then Steve Harvey to be shocked by the answer that they're trying to get the person to say. That's the entire show, and it's why I hate it, but I love it. I watch it whenever it's on. Because it's so bad.
Your zipper breaks into church. What do you do to cover up?
Yeah.
A child, which actually, like, hey, from a physical standpoint, if you've got a child who's... Now, I know because of certain churches out there, that got creepy, right? I think that's where people are making the connection.
Yeah.
But, you know, child, head level, faced away from the zipper.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Cover up the zipper.
Yeah.
Chuck's on to something here.
Not a good answer.
No, it is.
Not a good answer.
Not a good answer.
Not a good answer.
All right, here we go.
Not a good answer. I met a baby.
Then he tried to fix it. He said, I meant a baby.
That's worse.
There it was. I didn't want to spoil the baby part. A baby. Fix it. A baby.
But like the whole show is that's what the whole show is now.
Yep.
It's
do we have all five of our stupid answers ready to go for this show? Has to be five.
For what do you use? A plant. I don't know.
Well, you're having trouble thinking on the fly today. What's going on? You couldn't think of fake names last hour?
A plant. That's a real one.
I'm not going to go into Steve Harvey. He said a plant. A plant. A baby.
A Bible.
A child. A zipper.
That's worse.
Oh, God, this is on YouTube. Somebody's child. Person sounds better. Child. Baby. Damn, Chuck.
That was it. What did I tell you he was going to do at the end?
So stupid.
Child.
baby, Chuck.
They'll do stuff like, what act did your wife stop doing when you got married? And then they're like, and then Steve Harvey,
that whoa.
You're like, what answer are you looking for here? Like, you're shocked by this? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say right now. That's the whole show? That's the whole show.
Well, it's always been kind of a gimmicky show, hasn't it?
Yes, but also...
There wasn't really much substance back in the 70s. It was just about Dick Dawson kissing women.
That's true. I actually tweeted about that, I think, like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I can't remember, that I was watching it, and I got so mad because one of the guys on the team was maybe the worst Family Feud player I've ever seen, and he was like the captain guy, and he was terrible. No clue what he's doing. And then they somehow win. And right away, he's like, I'm playing Fast Money. Like, no, you're not! No, you're not! I don't get... No! Somebody step in and solve this. Who's picking this? You were the worst player ever. Who's nominating you? No.
Number one.
Family Feud rage. Adam more angry than a Spurs fan over Kawhi Leonard.
True.
That was terrible.
Good segue.
Terrible segue. Did you see some of the follow-up Saturday and Sunday on Kawhi to the Lakers? There was a lot of throwing cold water over the whole thing. Does this make any sense? The Spurs and Pop don't want to send Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers. Pop?
What does he care?
It's actually a good talking point. Should he be involved in any way of setting the future? If he's not coaching past 2020, which is what the rumor is?
Probably not. As I said again, what might be best for the long-term future of the franchise?
What if they made a deal for Kawhi Leonard to the Suns or Kings? They get the one or two pick, and it is a total rebuild. And Pop's like, I'm not here for a rebuild. Well, then you're not here, Pop. Yeah, that's our best option. This is our best package that we're getting back for Leonard. We don't like the Lakers deal. We don't like the Celtics deal. That's going to keep us, you know, the sixth team in the West with 48 wins. Sorry, bro. It's time to tear it down.
I mentioned earlier that maybe the best thing to do if you're trying to compete in the next couple of years would be to trade him to Cleveland to try to get LeBron to stay there and keep him out of the Western Conference. But it's probably not the best deal for you to rebuild. But maybe that's what he pushes for. Because he doesn't want Kawhi and LeBron in the Western Conference.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Interstate batteries are some of the longest-lasting car batteries in the business. And you can find those long-lasting batteries at over 100,000 locations across the nation. And yet, we recycle even more batteries than we sell. Why? Because we don't just want to get you going. We want to make sure where you're going remains worth getting to. Interstate Batteries, the nation's number one car battery recycler.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I keep hearing your ads talking about free virus and malware scans on any brand of desktop or laptop PC. I think you're trying to pull one over on us. We know nothing is free. We're not that naive out there in the real world. Signed, No Free Lunch. Dear No Free Lunch, we mean it. We really will scan your computer for malware and spyware for free. We know that if you have a great experience with us, you'll be so impressed that one day you might come back and buy a computer from us. So bring in your computer, no matter what brand of PC it is, to any one of our locations right now for a free virus and malware and spyware scan. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Say goodbye to your malware and spyware. No free lunch. At PC Laptops, we love you.
I'm Attorney Glenn Lerner. You wouldn't wait to call the doctor if your child were sick, and you wouldn't wait to call the police if your house was being robbed. So why would you wait to call an attorney after you've been hurt in a car wreck? We have a team of lawyers and a network of experts who can begin working on your case the moment you call. The faster you call us, the faster we can get you all the money you deserve. Hurt in a wreck and need a check? Make one call. That's all to 877-1500.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
Every Friday during basketball season, join us from 6 till 7 p.m. for the William Hill Radio Show, hosted by Paulie Howard, live from the Silver Sevens Casino. He'll break down all the weekend action, including who bettors are backing the most. After the show, make the William Hill Race and Sportsbook at Silver Sevens your home for betting, with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
At Universal Men's Clinic, we focus on helping men suffering from low testosterone or ED. If you often feel low energy, have a decrease in your libido, or difficulty in the bedroom, you may have a treatable medical condition. These symptoms occur in many men over the age of 30. The medical staff at Universal Men's Clinic will evaluate your diagnosis and blood test to determine what medical treatments are available for you.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where they specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, patients experience a high level of care.
Come in for an office visit. For those with a treatable condition, the medical staff will create a customized treatment plan, including monitoring your progress in a professional and confidential atmosphere. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Hey, it's Cliff and Darlene from MJ Christensen Diamonds.
We just wanted to share our gratitude and pride in how our city has truly come together in recent months.
Las Vegas is our home, and to now witness the unity of a city that suffered such devastation and yet has risen as one is something we cherish.
This is truly a special time, seeing strangers embrace and feeling the strong sense of community. It's magical.
And so, from our family at MJ Christensen to yours, let us celebrate this moment like no other in our proud history.
MJ Christensen, Vegas born, Vegas strong.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider's sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
It's Cofield and Company.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
On ESPN Radio, 1100 and 100.9 FM.
So we started out last week checking in on LeBron destinations, and it was like real upbeat at the beginning of the week. Like, we had a Lakers guy on, Kamenetsky brother, and, you know, they're fired up. They got a shot. But as the week went along, it was just like talking to more people or just throwing their hands up, right? We talked to a Houston guy, and they're like, we have no shot. He was all melancholy. Is San Antonio going to be the same way?
Maybe.
On Kawhi? You think they've given up already?
Well, the zoo did.
Yeah. All right, Temkin. San Antonio radio guy. You hear him on ESPN National joins us. What's up, Ari? Is the market all melancholy over Kawhi?
If you remember those ESPN commercials, the one with the they do the fire drill, and like George Steiner has shown, like, come with me if you want to live. That's kind of, I think, just a approximation of San Antonio right now as a city. Just kind of mass chaos, craziness. People are very upset, obviously. And what's crazy is, like, there are some subtle sort of aspects of this that make it seem like it might not be as bad as the news that we got last week made it seem like.
All right, well, let's get into those details. So give me the rays of hope that have developed over the last couple of days on Kawhi staying in San Antonio.
So we had Chris Haynes from ESPN, Jabari Young of the Express News, and Shams Charania of Yahoo all reporting the same story on Friday, that is, that Kawhi wants out. But Woj basically said that Kawhi Leonard's group, his uncle, his agent, and himself, are still interested in the $219 million Supermax.
Sure, kind of wow. What a shocker!
which is kind of an interesting nugget because, I mean, I guess my assumption was, well, the Spurs, I mean, of course the Spurs will offer him the Supermax, $219 million Supermax. So it just comes down to whether or not Kawhi wants to, you know, to still be in San Antonio, one, and two, to leave basically $40 million on the table in order to leave and go somewhere else where, you know, again, you'd get that fifth year at $50 million for his last season on that Supermax. So, you know, again, it kind of goes back to, like, I figured when I heard that, you know, from those three guys who had pretty good sources inside, you know, Kawhi's camp, that basically it was, you know, that the Spurs wanted off of the Supermax and that he was basically saying no. But, you know, when you sort of look at the Woj tweets, it's interesting because it's like the end, he was saying that maybe the Lakers and Clippers, that's the preferred destination, but they're still interested in the 219 Supermax, which means the Spurs aren't offering it. That's the problem. And I mean, I'm shocked. I mean, I think given the circumstances, basically 29 other teams would offer him the Supermax given the same circumstance. So it's just a weird aspect to this story that, you know, if it's as simple as they just have to offer him the Supermax and he'll stay, then it seems like a pretty easy fix for a city, obviously, that wants Kawhi Leonard to return. But I will say this, guys. I mean, though 29 other teams in the NBA would pull the trigger on that, no questions asked, it's a savvy move by the Spurs, one, to sort of create some leverage for their side, but two, I mean, it's a five-year deal that starts after next season and would pay him $50 million in the final year of the deal. For a guy that just sat out basically the entire season with an injury that's kind of mysterious, has, you know, clearly his uncle and agent pulling major strings that I think the Spurs are uncomfortable with. I mean, there are realistic aspects of this for the Spurs' reluctance to give him the Supermax. With that being said, though, I would honestly be shocked if the Spurs said no on giving him and offering him that Supermax contract. But it's a savvy move because it shouldn't exactly be a slam dunk, despite the fact that it certainly appears to be a slam dunk.
What is the mood of the fans as far as have they accepted that maybe this has to happen, or are they still kind of in that mode of, hey, we're looking at the tea leaves and maybe they can't keep around? And is San Antonio ready for a rebuild if that does happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably pretty split. And you know, truthfully, I'm sure even the ones that say they're okay with him leaving aren't truly okay with him leaving. But obviously, there's also faith in the Spurs front office. I mean, if there's any organization in sports that can turn, you know, perceived top five player in the league into tremendous young assets, that you'd have faith that they'd get a pretty good return to the Spurs. But I mean, no, I just find it hard to believe that the Spurs, when it's all said and done, are not going to pull the trigger and offer him that Supermax contract, $219 million over the 5 years. And I mean, I kind of always operated under the assumption that wasn't really the decision. The decision was whether or not Kawhi, you know, which we had kind of heard you know, rumors over the years about, well, maybe he wants to go back to L.A., but, you know, he just always figured he fits so well in San Antonio. He's soft-spoken. You know, he doesn't search the spotlight. You know, he has a good relationship with Pop. You know, there's a great coach that can leverage his skills. So, I mean, though I had sort of certainly heard rumors that maybe he was interested in returning to L.A. back home, I don't know, I guess I could just kind of invalidated those rumors by thinking all the positives, or not positives, but the realistic aspects of that. But, you know, those certainly come, you know, those rumors have certainly come to the forefront now, and have over the last year as this whole thing's gone down. And so that's why I've just always assumed it was basically a, either-or proposition. You
right.
know, either they're going to offer him the $219 million Supermax, or he's going to turn it down, and they're going to have to trade him. And so I just think, you know, the tweet from Woj that's kind of underplayed, because the last, you know, he had like a string of tweets that had like 240 characters in them, and they were like the last 18 characters of the entire tweet, so it was kind of like buried, but that to me is the entire story here. If the Spurs aren't offering him the Supermax, and because of that, his uncle, agent, and Kawhi, his camp, have basically leaked the story to Chris Haynes, Shams Charania, and Jabari Young that they want to leave. That's the Spurs, or that's Kawhi trying to take leverage back from the Spurs by saying, either offer me the Supermax or trade me. And, you know, again, I've just always assumed that they would be offering up the Supermax because, you know, he's a top five player and those guys don't hang on trees.
So you mentioned the tweets from Woj, NBA expert with ESPN, and I also saw something similar from Chris Sheridan, who's covered the NBA forever. They're both saying that basically the Spurs will not make a deal with the Lakers. They're not going to help the Lakers. Do you buy that?
Yeah, I suppose I do. You know, and Chris Sheridan, who kind of seems like the crazy person in the corner, he was the one that said LeBron was going to go back to Cleveland like a year before he went back to Cleveland.
Was that a compliment? I mean,
how about
we just give him a compliment
that
he got the Cleveland part? We don't have to call him the crazy person in the corner.
Well, though he appears to be, he certainly is not. He's obviously well.
Okay.
You know, he and Woj probably know more than anybody else, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, it's funny because there's always been this dynamic with Pop and the Spurs that they always will do right by the person before the player, you know, and they are always looking out for the person's best interest. I mean, that's just something they've always done. But obviously, you know, there's a balance there between doing that and you know, doing what's in the best interest of your team. And, you know, I certainly think that if the Lakers are able to trade for Kawhi, then you know, that could be the first play for them to establish this Paul George, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard behemoth that the Spurs probably want no part of, as the rest of the NBA doesn't. But I mean, look, I mean, if the Spurs are forced to deal him, they're going to deal him for the best deal. And, you know, I think the Sacramento Kings, if they're truly going to offer the second overall pick without any assurances that Kawhi's going to sign there long term, then that's probably the best deal, at least in my opinion, because I think Luka Doncic is the best player in this draft. And I don't even think it's close. And so if he's going to be there too, I just think the Spurs would pull the trigger on that kind of player for this modern era of the NBA. The second, I feel, in my opinion, would be the Boston Celtics, who Tatum's out of the question, because of course he is. But Jaylen Brown and the Kings pick next year, which is basically number one protected, that's a pretty good deal. The Lakers are probably third out of those offers, I would think, with Kuzma and Ingram. You know, they're not gonna get Ball. And I mean, obviously LeVar Ball has actually been on his best behavior relative to Uncle Dennis, Kawhi's uncle. So it's kind of funny. But
wait, stop for a second. I mean, why, you said they're not going to get Ball? They want him, or they're not going to take him?
No, they're not going to take him.
They okay, exactly.
I mean, I think that deal would be Ingram and Kuzma.
Right.
And maybe they're the 25th pick, but I don't know. I mean, and I think that's the third best deal on the table, assuming the Kings are willing to part with the number two pick for without any assurances Kawhi's going to sign there long term, because why would he? And maybe the Kings look at it like Oklahoma City did to Paul George last year and said, well, look, our best chance of getting a superstar is trading for this guy and then hoping, you know, that we can you know, create an environment where he'd want to stay. And it is in California. Obviously, it's not, you know, it's not LA, so close, but I'm trying to reach here for why why I think the best deal at the table is the one that's going to happen. I also think the Kings, like, they have no reason to tank next year because they're giving their pickup to Boston anyway. So, you know, they all the more reason to try to get Kawhi to come in order to potentially, you know, maybe parlay that into a low-level playoff seed and then, you know, and then sell him on the future of the franchise. But you know, I don't think the Lakers, you know, a deal will come to fruition based on, you know, that it's probably the third best deal potentially on the table. Now, with that being said, you know, this is the modern era of the NBA where the players have the power. And there's no question that the players have the power. You know, general managers and owners have very little power as opposed to the players. And, I mean, in Kawhi's case, you know, he exercised the power he had all year by basically sitting out the entire season, you know, going on his own with his own medical staff, not really dealing at all with the Spurs medical staff. And the last piece of this puzzle would be, you know, he can basically tell every other team in the NBA that he's not going to sign a long extension with them and unless they're Lakers. So, I mean, he, you know, the Spurs may have the leverage now by saying, we're not going to offer you the Supermax, But Kawhi ultimately has the leverage here because all the players in the NBA, the star players, have the leverage. And, you know, if he says, I'm only going to sign with the Lakers, well, then, you know, it'd be interesting to see what the Spurs would have to do. But my guess is they'd want assets in return for Kawhi as opposed to not getting assets in return for Kawhi.
You just to be clear on it, you think they could get Ingram and Kuzma and the first and Deng, and that still wouldn't be the best deal?
Well, I don't think they would want. If they do a post July 1 trade with the Lakers, they wouldn't have to take on Deng's contract. And yeah, that's I guess that's what I'm saying. Yes.
Well, he loves. He just said he likes. He thinks Doncic. Awesome.
I thought the holdup with the Lakers would be that they couldn't get Ingram and Kuzma. If they got both those guys and a first, I would jump at that.
Well, I mean, you don't think Jalen Brown just averaged 18 points in the playoffs as a 21-year-old? So I mean, you know, you plus. I mean, Jalen Brown and the. You know, Kings pick next year, which could be as high as 2 or 3.
What do you think, Adam?
I thought
two.
The holdup with the Lakers deal would be that they'd try to force Ball as part of it, and the Spurs would say, absolutely not, we don't want that because we would want Ball. But if they could get Ingram and Kuzma and a first, I mean, that would be the one that I would go with. I would be more hesitant about going to the Lakers. And I think part of the holdup that we've been talking about as well is what is Pop's future and that why is he involved in it? Like, he's not going to be there, right?
Well, and I'll tell you the other part about the Lakers. Again, I mean, what's Magic and Lakers going to give up if, at that point, you know, it's a foregone conclusion that Kawhi's only going to sign a long-term deal with the Lakers, right? I mean, that's where Magic may say, well, we'll give you Kuzma.
Right, because they think they have leverage. So what about Pop being involved in the decision-making?
You know, so that's the most interesting dynamic here, and I've always said, guys, that you know, when he took over USA Basketball, I thought he would stay on at least in a dual role with the Spurs and USA Basketball until 2020. And, you know, I certainly don't necessarily believe that that's going to be the case anymore, and I don't have any knowledge on this, but, you know, they have a Torrey Messina who is a very, very good assistant coach, probably overqualified to be an assistant coach in the NBA today. And I mean, he's a championship coach at the European level, and he's been, you know, he's gotten overtures from a lot of different teams, and he is similar to Pop. He's a deep thinker and you know, very philosophical like Pop, but he's not too much of a copycat. So you almost wonder, now Pop remembers the president of basketball operations as well as the head coach, so you almost wonder if they trade Kawhi, they look at this as a true rebuild,
yep.
Will they look at this as a clean starting point for a guy like a Torrey Messina, where Pop can then, you know, ascend into the president of basketball operations role and have a guy that they could lose in the next couple of years to a good team that's going to make a good hire with the Torrey Messina if they don't make an offer for him to stay.
No Becky Hammon in the mix, huh?
It's not that she's not, but, I mean, it's funny because, I mean, Messina's the guy, you know, that in my opinion, is the best fit to be an NBA head coach. I mean, Becky Hammon, I mean, the way the assistant coaches work, and I'm sure this is like this in all the organizations, but at least with the Spurs, it's kind of obvious. Like, there's a first row and a second row of assistants, you know, so you have just main assistants are on the first row with him. And, I mean, Becky Hammond has basically worked her way from not being on the bench to the second row.
Right.
But, I mean, Torrey Messina is a championship-level head coach in Europe. You know, he's basically second in command to Pop. You know, he's a first-row head coach. I mean, he's... not to say that I don't think Becky Hammon's in position to become the first female head coach in NBA history, but not before Messina. Not if we're going off a true meritocracy, not.
She's not in position. Let's just be honest. She's not. The Bucks thing was a joke. She's not on the cusp of getting an NBA job, and people around the NBA are afraid to say it, but there's a building process for her, and she's still relatively young, so there's plenty of time for her to get a big-time gig. Hey, Ari, tell people what you got going on the web and also on Facebook.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. I'm working now with Phantom. We are the New World Order of sports media, so make sure all of your listeners check it out. We're on YouTube, so subscribe to the YouTube page, and then also on Facebook at facebook.com/watchphantom, FANTOM.
Thank you, Ari.
Gentlemen,
we'll see
real.
You.
Appreciate
there you
it.
Go. Ari Temkin, who... been in San Antonio for a while, Chicago area guy, buddies with all your KU folks. So, but he's very good on the Spurs. And sorry, I had to jump in there at the end. Time is short, but let's stop with the Becky Hammon thing. That's
yeah.
I mean, he just laid it out. The next guy in line is the guy who he's actually Messina's had interviews and interest from all these other openings, and he hasn't taken them
right, he knows because he's getting the job.
He's going to get the Spurs job.
Yeah, no question.
Hit up Cofield & Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You'll also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Do you think insurance companies want you to hire an attorney? Why do you think they hire celebrities for their commercials? Do they hire them to gain your trust? Don't be fooled. Insurance companies want to pay you as little as possible, and it's my job to maximize your recovery and make sure you don't get ripped off. If you've been injured, call me, Matt Hoffman, or Justin Watkins at Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
Attention, men over the age of 35. If you have low energy, lack intimacy in your relationship, or just feel old, this may be a treatable medical condition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where medical providers are highly trained to treat erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Utilizing modern technology and modern medicine, patients receive a high level of care. Maybe you've tried supplements or pills and they didn't work. Universal Men's Clinic will work with you to find the best medical solution. Their electronic record keeping allows their professional staff to keep you educated and informed. Their care can improve the quality of your life and relationships. Let them help you.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code OFFER at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to readers.com now and enter the coupon code OFFER. Again, that's readers.com. Coupon code OFFER.
Business gets done at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Vegas has happened since 1967 at this special place in the heart of Las Vegas. Make an indelible impression on valued clients, lifelong friends, and other special people in your life by hosting any size event or wedding in our landmark clubhouse or dramatic outdoor patio. Call the experts at 734-1122, extension 298, or visit LasVegasCC.com to reserve. The Las Vegas Country Club. The tradition continues.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy.
then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But those, I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
You're not seriously thinking about investing in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, are you? I mean, you know there's no actual coins. It's all just on the cloud somewhere. And just like a cloud, it can disappear if some hacker steals your digital wallet. One day you could fire up the laptop and surprise, it's all gone and you have no recourse. You should be thinking Sahara Coins and Precious Metals. Gold, silver, platinum, rare coins and currency, all real money with real value, guaranteed. When it comes to your money, forget the cloud. Stop by Sahara Coins and Precious Metals on West Sahara at Tanea.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
Wow, shocking development in the San Antonio radio guy discussion there. Ari Temkin saying that he would prefer the Spurs send Kawhi Leonard to the Kings for the number two pick and players. Then he prefers the Celtics with Jaylen Brown as part of a package. Both of those over Ingram, Brandon Ingram, the 25th pick, Kyle Kuzma, and Deng. You thought that was stupid.
Well, Jaylen Brown and a high pick.
And that's what it is. It's Jaylen Brown and the Celtics have the Kings pick next year, and it's beyond the number one pick. It's unprotected.
Yeah.
So it could be that's Kings intriguing. Might stink again next year.
That's intriguing. But I can't imagine taking Doncic over Ingram, Kuzma, and a first-round pick.
I could, if you think he's good enough. I don't agree with that. And I also, from the Kings side, you know, we'll hunt down someone from Sacramento tomorrow. Woo, exciting show coming up. But seriously, if the Kings trade for Kawhi Leonard, that is, I'm sorry, that's the dumbest thing ever.
So
you're not
stupid.
Keeping him. And I know it's the one way they can get a star. So roll the dice. You don't roll the dice with the number two pick in the draft.
No.
Please.
The one way you can get a star is to draft one. I mean, that's the best way to get it.
Finally nail one.
Right.
Finally nail one.
Finally get it right.
God. Enough of the Scal Labissiers. He wasn't a top 10 pick, but you get my point.
Ben McLemore.
They miss a lot. Yeah. So what you followed up 13 Reasons Why by watching what? A lot this weekend?
Oh, it's actually a 13 Reasons Why accompanying piece.
Oh, will you stop?
It's the cast
Move
members.
On. You make a clean break. No. We talk about the show. Don't get in a malaise over the show. I turned the page this weekend. I mean, it was a little. All right, I was watching The Staircase, which is very intriguing documentary about this Mike Peterson guy.
Sure.
And then I actually, you know what I did to continue the theme of 13 Reasons Why? Because we're the only sports talk show in the country that loves this show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I moved on to, actually, back-to-back viewing on Sunday, Better Off Dead, and then Last American Virgin. And my God, Last American Virgin, they're really not good actors. I never realized that when I was a teen.
What is that?
It is horrendous. It's basically Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but bad.
So worse acting than that.
It's worse acting, yes. Fast Times at Ridgemont High was good. Maybe I'll go back and watch that and be like, my God, this is terrible.
How long is The Staircase? I saw a lot of stuff on that.
13 episodes.
Ugh.
It's long. But it's a court case.
Right.
It's a court case. You're going to be fascinated. It's to this point, it's Durst light.
That's what I heard. And I heard it was... Stephen Avery.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm not seeing that yet. I'm down with it. Notice no happy viewing. What's going on?
I was going to rewatch 13
no
Reasons
comedies?
Why again.
Don't watch 13 Reasons Why again. I'll tell you, over the weekend, I was chatting up people on text.
I was trying to find every chick I know, and I'm like, hey, watch this. Now, I don't know why I said chick, but I think that's a big part of the audience. I got some good responses. I didn't get much interest from other fronts.
Well, you asked if they watched 13 Reasons Why?
Yeah.
You're trying to find out who watched it and who didn't?
Well, one thing I was trying to do, because
they're depressed.
Well, the show is, yeah, I'm reaching out to people to try to help them. Like, you know what? You might need some help. No, one of the things, I think from that show, you start examining bullying.
Yeah.
And bullying happens at the workplace. So I was asking around the LBC who the biggest bullies are at Lotus Broadcasting. That might be something we have to talk about tomorrow when Chrissy's back.
Did you make the list?